Blog Talk Radio.
Show. We're going to talk about superstitions, and I have a couple of announcements. I wanted to let everybody know that I'm going to be over in Sarasota at the Crystal Cave to do readings for their second anniversary party. Also, I want to let you know our next show is November 2nd, so tune in for that, and let you know that I'm going to be at the Naples Fair November 28th. So I found a few superstitions. I don't know if people know that the origination of pumpkins started out in Ireland, but they didn't use pumpkins. They used turnips. And they decided turnips was so hard to carve, they used pumpkins. And that's how that started. Also, another superstition is if crossing your fingers, that helps hold your luck. And see a penny, pick it up, leave it lay, have bad luck. And a cat cross, black cat crossing your path, you used to think in the olden days, they thought it was bad because it could be a witch's familiar. But the Egyptians revered kitties, and they even buried them with them. They also, did you know that they skipped 13 on a hospital floor and on a hotel because they thought the number 13 was bad luck? And there's a thing about sneezing. If you sneeze on Monday, you sneeze for danger. If you sneeze on Tuesday, you kiss a stranger. And if you sneeze on Wednesday, you get a letter. And if you sneeze on Thursday, there's something better. And then if you sneeze on Friday, it's woe. And the salt shaker thing is, if you spilled salt, it was supposed to let the devil in. But if you threw it with your right hand over your left shoulder, it keeps him away. Also, opening an umbrella on the inside was bad luck because way back in the day, a house fell down around somebody. So that's one of the theories. So, and also seeing a white horse make a wish. And also a mirror. If you break a mirror, you got 7 years bad luck because they thought a mirror held your soul. So that's where that came from. So I guess we'll get started. I will pick the first person who's online. We're going to do 941. Hello, 941. How are you? What's your name and question?
Well, Kelly Jo. Catherine. I'm listening to you talking about all these superstitions, and you're talking about if you sneeze on Monday, and I keep saying it means you got hay fever. It's what we mean.
Yeah, you probably do, but it's all lifestyle. So I was just trying to share some of the stuff I found. I thought it was cute.
That is.
Do you
cute.
Have a question?
One thing I've never heard of. Yeah. I'm interested in what you're picking up or not picking up about lust, specifically one person in particular.
Have you gotten an answer yet? That's what they are asking me to ask you. Did you ask this person?
I have such mixed signals that I don't know what to believe. So that's why I'm asking you.
Well, it feels it's like mixed signals, but it's also wishy-washy. Don't know what he wants. I would just suggest keeping it light and airy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And, you know, my head is saying that he's just so screwed up right now to give him time and let him figure out what in the world he wants. That's,
you know, so
that's what I have been thinking for the last week or so, you know.
Yeah, they're just telling me to keep it light and airy.
Keep it light and airy. Okay, well then, if there is not this person, would there be anyone else? I have been on such a, you know, dead streak forever.
Yeah, you're in your head here. Ain't got none, don't have none, ain't going to get none.
That's funny, I've never heard that either.
That's an old saying, too.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a joke, it's a joke.
No, no, that's funny. I love it. I can remember that one.
I do see a fellow that's shorter than you by 2 inches. He is clean shaven. He has hazel eyes. He has hair. He's not bald. He wears glasses. It feels like you will meet him just out and about. He might ask you for a cup of coffee. Do you go to like a place where they serve bagels? Go if you don't go, because I see you meeting him in a bagel shop.
That's
literally
hilarious. There's a bagel shop about a mile and a half down from my street.
Well,
I mean, from
go
where I live.
Read a book, order a coffee, have a bagel. There you go.
Okay.
Because your window of opportunity is wide open, so just be alert. Because you're such a taskmaster, and you don't pay attention. You're busy doing
That's
your
true.
Chores, and then you don't notice, you know, what's around you. So, you know, just remember, V-neck is a girl's best friend. Wear your lipstick.
Okay.
Okay. I hope that that helped you. And happy Halloween.
Thank you, and to you.
Okay, next one is 515. Hello, 515.
Hi.
What's your name and your question?
I'm Kelly, and I have a question about love. Do you see me getting into a relationship soon?
Are you trying to get back with an old love?
Because
there's an old
that.
Love going to re... I don't know if you want them, but there's an old love going to try to come back. I don't
there
think you
someone.
Want... I don't think you what? Want that person back, really, because they'll pull the same thing, same stuff, different year. They haven't really changed that much.
Okay. Well, there's no one, I guess, from the past. There's someone I was interested in, but we never quite connected. Is that who you...
No, there's someone from the past.
Okay.
You know, I do also see a new person coming in. It looks like November, December, and they look like they're all burned hair. They have a mustache, and they look like they got chocolate drop brown eyes. And he's like
okay.
6 foot. He works with his hands because he has calloused hands. You haven't met him yet. So you got an opportunity for that, and then you also have an opportunity for a blondie in the spring.
Okay.
So.
Great.
So
well,
be
thanks.
Open. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Hello, 951.
That's you. Hello.
What's your name and question?
My name's Debbie. And I need to know if I'm going to be getting my disability.
There is a delay around that. It's like red tape ball. It looks like a giant ball of red tape. What's up with that?
Oh, I've been waiting 4 years.
Oh, brother. Well, you're still going to be waiting, it looks like. You hired one of those people that help you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think you need extra help.
Oh, yeah, I have hired one of them. We're just waiting because first they said no, and then it got switched out of California because they were too bombarded here. Now it bounced back, but into a different county.
It's a big mess.
I'm telling you.
Let me see if I can... I believe that you will get it in 2016, but it's towards the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Thank
it's
you very
the
much.
End of the year, though. End of the year.
Yeah.
You got to wait.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm waiting.
I know. You've been waiting a very long time. I'm so sorry. But
yeah.
You are going to get it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, 360.
Hello.
What's your name and question? Hi, Lori.
Hi. Well, I'm wondering if you can, if there's a timeline of when I might see my son again or when he might speak to me again.
Boy, what was the big cutoff there? He's cut you off. He's pissed at you.
Yeah, I don't know exactly because he hasn't spoke to me, but it's probably it's about his father. You know,
well,
his father's side of the family tries to keep me away from him and tell him lots
well,
of stuff.
Well, and that's a big mess, and he's been told things that aren't true. And he believes what the people are telling him.
Right.
And that's what the story of that is.
Right.
And you don't have any contact.
Correct.
And I don't know if he'd come around again right soon or not, because it feels like a break with the contact thing. You know, and he don't really, he believes what the other people are telling him. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's any way to change it, or, you know, is he going to come back eventually?
But you don't know where he is or anything. There's no contact
at
all.
Yeah, I know where he is. I know where he is.
I know that, but, I mean, there's no link up or contact. You can't talk to him. That's what I'm seeing. I just see a total off contact. Mm-hmm. I feel like right now all that you could do is pray about it. There's always hope, you know. But there's a break in communication right here. But personally, your life's going to get a lot better this year. You're going to have a lot more happier moments. And remember, children always change everything when people have kids. So I feel like, you know, when children appear, there's a good chance of reconnecting.
Well, he has 2 1-year-old twin boys.
And you've
boys.
Called before, right?
I can't remember when or...
You know, but there's always hope. But right now he's believing what other people are telling him.
So you don't
I'm
see
sorry.
Anything. That's okay.
You know.
So you don't really see anything happening anytime soon?
Right. There's no way to make a reconnection. There's no want to.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
But there's always hope, you know.
Okay.
You know, and just pray about it. That's all you can do, really. You know, but things could get better, you know. But there's no contact right there.
Okay. If I
I'm
could
sorry,
find someone to, if I could find my, like maybe my cousin would contact him for me or something. If I had some kind of person contact.
Yeah, but he don't want to. I feel like he don't want to. He would have if he wanted to, sweetie.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that was helpful a little bit. You know, pray for the highest good, and prayer always does wonders.
All righty.
You didn't do anything wrong, so you can't blame you. You know, it's circumstances. They're an old circumstances.
Yeah.
And it's beyond your control. You can't do anything about the circumstances.
Right.
And don't blame yourself. You didn't do nothing wrong.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All
Thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Well, we'll talk about some more superstitions here, which is really neat. I found all kinds of neat ones. And it's another thing, crossing your fingers brings luck to you. And then the number 7 is supposed to be lucky, and beginner's luck is always lucky. And the mirror thing, superstitions of bad luck surrounding breaking of a mirror, it's existed a long time before mirrors were even invented, glass mirrors were invented. 3 types of mirrors were produced. Reflections of oneself was seen in rivers, ponds, and pools and bowls. And if the reflection looked distorted, it was believed that disaster could happen. And also they used to use it for scrying to predict the future. And when the Hebrews and Egyptians They made mirrors out of silver, gold, and brass, and bronze, and they were unbreakable, and they were extremely valuable, and they possessed mystical attributes. But it also says it lasts 7 years when you break a mirror. So, and but also it symbolizes regeneration in 7 years, getting back to the mirror being a reflection of the soul. And walking under a ladder symbolized the trine, and if you did that, it showed that it was disrespectful. So that's where that was from. And to knock on wood, you knock three times to make sure that you're holding the good in. So that's where that happened. And then the hearse, horse-drawn hearses, come belief was if you saw a hearse, you would be the next to die. To avoid such a horrible curse, in Victorian times it was believed holding a button would ward off the demise. Others held the button until they saw a bird, and then people would go as far as hold their breath, which was silly. And then if you saw two horses, especially white ones, signified death would happen in the neighborhood in the near future. And then one of the neat traditions about hearses passing was in Japanese culture, hiding one's thumb in a fist while the hearse passed was done to protect the parents from an early death. The thumb and is the parent finger in Japanese. And another superstition is based on direction you see the hearse moving. And if the hearse is moving forward, you and is empty, it's considered good luck. And then in other parts, it would bring 3 days of good or bad luck. And on the and then also if the hearse is empty, and moving away from you, you're close to death. And also, some people believe that if they see the reflection in the window, it's a bad sign. And they always thought that it was a sign of imminent death no matter what. So it's definitely bad luck. And then a horseshoe, associated with horseshoe, is one of the good luck and good fortune, and it's believed good luck powers of the horseshoe date back to the story of blacksmith named Danston, and a man he believed was the devil, and he put horseshoes on the hooves of Danston and recognized the man, and it was he was in great pain, and chained him in. He released him after the devil promised never to enter the place. He had horseshoe hung over the door. So horseshoes hung on the door kept the devil away. In some regions of the world believe hanging a horseshoe in an upward position, it holds the good luck in and the power it brings. Hanging the horseshoe upside down meant its powers would fall away and dissipate. And there's others who believe that hanging in a down allows all the good luck, protective powers, and good fortune to shower upon the house and surround the home if you do it upside down. Choice is yours of up or down. Because they're a crescent shape and the ability to ward off the evil eye, and the crescent shapes represents different mood goddesses and signs of protection, good luck, and fertility. And it also protects, any crescent shape does protect against the evil eye. And they still wear horseshoes, are held horseshoes in iron nails. And sevens were considered very lucky. And they were made with seven holes in them because they are lucky. That's why there's seven holes in a horseshoe. And hanging a horseshoe over your bed could prevent nightmares. And it was also used by sailors to ward off evil spirits and harming the ship and crew. They'd hang it on the mast. And during Middle Ages, it was believed that witches had fear of horses, especially their shoes, because they were made of iron, and they could withstand fire, ward off evil spirits, and a witch could never enter the home with a horseshoe nailed on the door. And that's pretty cool. And then the four-leaf clover is a good luck charm, and it's rare in nature, and if you find one, it's a four-leaf clover is 1 in 10,000. It dates back to biblical story of Adam and Eve. Believed when Eve was cast out of the Garden of Eden, she took a four-leaf clover with her to remind her of the lushness of paradise, symbol of good luck and good fortune. And the four-leaf clover stems from a Druid priest who used the shamrock for healing the sick, worship rituals, and ward off evil. It's traditional to give a four-leaf clover blessing over the union of love for one another. Each four leaves of the lucky charm has specific meaning: faith, hope, love, and luck. And then both children and adults would hang the four-leaf clover in the home to ward off evil, witchcraft, and bad omens. A person who finds four-leaf clover will meet future lover in the same day. Also, some people will go so far to put a four-leaf clover in their shoe. And anyone who possesses a four-leaf clover will have good fortune in any ventures they attempt. Anyone wearing a four-leaf clover will be able to see fairies. And anyone, one belief states that you will only have good luck if four-leaf is kept out of sight and never passed to someone else. And a penny. Finding a penny is commonly considered good luck. And remember the rhyme, find a penny, pick it up, all day long you'll have good luck. And the origins of this stem from ancient times when metals were believed to offer protection from evil and harmful spirits. And coins and currency, those who had more of them were considered wealthy. Thus, the accumulation of money translated into good fortune, and that contributed to this superstition. And some people believe that different outcomes occur if the penny found either heads up or down. It's up, you pick it up, and it's good luck. And then if you pick it up down, it will bring you bad luck. So that's really cool, all the different things. And we have a treat tonight. My friend did a story for the end of the show tonight. And it'll be a neat story there. And Halloween's such a neat time. But also know that on Halloween, the veil is thinner than it used to be. And it's the night of the souls. And know that your loved ones can come back and forth during that time. So I don't know if I read 360 or not. So we'll see. Hello, 360. Did I read you yet? What's your name? Okay. Thank you. So I hope you all have a happy Halloween this Halloween time. And there's all kinds of things that you can do, like at nighttime too. Another thing is, if they say on Halloween, if you peel an apple and you don't break it, you'll see at midnight, you'll see the initial of your love that you're going to meet. That's another thing that's out there. And that's always a fun thing to do. And it's a time for fun and getting to know the future. And two, you can reach me if you do want a reading. It's 561-333-5367. And it's a good time. And there's all kinds of myths and lore about lighting the candle and the pumpkin so that you can see your way. And that's always neat. So, and I...
Enjoying the tour so far? If you'll notice, to your right, ladies and gentlemen, we have an amusing exhibit. It is entitled Urban Legend.
One school day, a boy named Tom was sitting in class and doing math. It was 6 more minutes until after school. As he was doing his homework, something caught his eye. His desk was next to the window, and he turned and looked to the grass outside. It looked like a picture. When school was over, he ran to the spot where he saw it. He ran fast so that no one else could grab it. He picked it up and smiled. It had a picture of the most beautiful girl he had ever seen. She had a dress with tights on and red shoes, and her hand was formed into a peace sign. She was so beautiful he wanted to meet her, so he ran all over the school and asked everyone if they knew her or have ever seen her before, but everyone he asked said no. He was devastated. When he was home, he asked his older sister if she knew the girl, but unfortunately, she also said no. It was very late, so Tom walked up the stairs, placed the picture on his bedside table, and went to sleep. In the middle of the night, Tom was awakened by a tap on his window. It was like a nail tapping. He got scared. After the tapping, he heard a giggle. He saw a shadow near his window, so he got out of his bed, walked towards the window, opened it up and followed the giggling. By the time he reached it, it was gone. The next day again, he asked his neighbors if they knew her. Everybody said, sorry, never seen her. When his mother came home, he even asked her if she knew her. She also said no. He went to his room, placed the picture on his desk, and fell asleep. Once again, he was awakened by a tapping. He took the picture and followed the giggling. He walked across the road when suddenly he got hit by a car. He was dead with the picture in his hand. The driver got out of the car and tried to help him, but it was too late. Suddenly, he saw the picture and picked it up. He saw a cute girl holding up 3 fingers.
Good night.